There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Well, Storm Brendan might be blowing its way through North Wales this week. So is Storm Dean, keeping his eye on what's going on in the Cymru North. It is the JD Cymru North podcast with Mark Webber and Dean Jones. Transfer news to come. We'll also be hearing from people at Flint, Llangefni and Rhyl. And I had a long chat with Mark Griffiths, the Llanrhaeadr boss, a couple of days ago when they had their game called off. Lots to talk about the past, their achievements so far and where they want to take the club for the future. So we'll be hearing from him in a second. But as I said, Dean Jones joining me as ever. A lot of transfer activity in the past 7 days, Dean, and I'm probably guessing the answer to this question already, but I'll ask it properly. Which deal has caught your eye this week?
I think the main one that stands out is obviously Kai Owen going to Colne Bay from Rhyl. Very talented, versatile wide player. Much better at going forward than he is defending. Great delivery. Really makes things happen from wide areas. And it's a big blow for Rhyl to lose him, really. I know Colne Bay is closer to home for him. A bit more stable at the moment in terms of where they want to go as well. And it's another good signing for them, really. I mean, they've got two really, really good sort of players that can play on the right now in Kai and Alex Downes, who Craig Hogg's got huge hopes for. So that's probably the pick of the ones this week. And obviously, Joe Chaplin's left Colne Bay to go on a short-term loan to Gresford. I think that's going to help them massively. And you could see his influence, by all accounts, in the win at the weekend. Good player, holds it up well. Had a bit of a tough time with injuries at the Bay, which has hampered him in terms of securing a starting spot. And it's going to be, like Craig Hogg said, it's going to be mutually beneficial to both parties. I mean, Gresford are going to do really, really well with him. And they've picked things up a little bit. So I suspect by the time he leaves there, they're going to be out of the trouble that they think they're in. But obviously, they don't want to be looking over the shoulders for too long. And then he's going to come back to Colne Bay sort of refreshed, ready to go and looking to push on during the second half of the season. Conway Burrow have made a couple of good signings. Gethin Maxwell, who was part of their sort of treble winning team. And Gareth Thomas, he's gone back there after a brief spell at Rhyl. He's a very, very good player. And obviously they've got Aidan Clark in from Bodedan Athletic. Clinical finisher in the third tier, and it's nice to see them, obviously with Callum Parry going to the Colne Bay as well. Nice to see these players sort of being given a chance. I mean, he's got nothing to prove left at that level, really. Obviously played a massive role in Bod getting to runners up last year behind Llangefni. So it's a good decision by the Warren Gibbs and the management team there to sort of test the water and see how he can do at this level, and there's no reason to think he won't be a big success there. I also like the George Mitten signing, good midfielder for Llanrhaeadr, and he's going to help Llanrhaeadr a lot. Likes to get on the ball and make things happen. Positional sense is very good as well, so he's going to be another strong addition to them. And they've strengthened, really. They brought three or four in this window as they look to sort of keep pushing on, keep sort of their top three or four hopes alive heading into the business end of the campaign. And obviously, and with departures, you've got the Rutherford Town captain, Alan Hughes, going to Aberystwyth Town. Massive blow for them, that. I mean, he's a top player. Really stood out for Aber as well in their win against Carnarvon Town on Friday night. Whether sort of Chris and the team there can sort of bring someone in that's as influential or not remains to be seen, but that's a massive blow for them, not only in the short term but in the long term as well, given how much he's impacted the club on the pitch in recent years.
Yeah, it's quite the deal by Colwyn Bay. Quite a few people busy in the market, and we will update all the transfer news every week while the window is open. And how about this? We'll do some Australian transfer news now, because I've got the Melbourne Knights website open. I'm seeing a lovely picture of Prestatyn Town's Rob Hughes, who has now made the transfer to Melbourne Knights. They revealed him on the website just a few moments ago. He's really excited to be joining the club and back in Australia. Why would you want to be in Melbourne when you've got Prestatyn? I don't understand that, Rob. Sitting on the seats in the stand on his picture, plenty of chance, I'm sure, to get a suntan and go out on the beach in the next few days. Congratulations to you, though, Rob, if you're listening to this. All the best. And obviously, thanks for your sterling work throughout the Cymru North and the Cymru Premier over the past few years.
Well, I want to talk about Gilsfield, actually, Dean. I haven't spoken much about them of late. Unbeaten run going back to mid-November. And here they are, finding themselves third in this league with two games in hand.
I think if you expected them to be that high in the league, you'd be lying a bit at the start of the season. But they're no strangers to sort of proving people wrong as well. I mean, the Mid-Wales teams, they don't really get the exposure, say, sort of as the big coastal teams do. They've got more of a storied history, sort of in the top flight and obviously in this league. But no, they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. I mean, they've got a really, really good side there. Experienced figures who've been together a while, brought in a couple of fresh faces here and there. But it's largely the same squad that sort of keeps them ticking over, really, from a spine perspective. Obviously, you've got Chris Catherall, who's a massively influential figure at the back. You've got Mike Jones in goal, who's, as I've spoken about on this podcast before, he's arguably one of the best keepers in the league. I mean, he had such a tough time. Once he left Denby, he was pretty much a hot commodity. He sort of went to Carnarvon, went to Prestatyn and bounced around a little bit and lost his confidence, really, and his sort of desire to want to play football is sort of you fall out of love with it when you're having a bad time as a goalkeeper. But he's regrouped there, he's found a home at Gilsfield, and he's thriving there as well. And that's a testament to their coaching staff, to be honest with you. Making everyone feel at home there. There's like a real community feel about the place. I mean, we spoke at length about their ability to make things very, very difficult on home soil. I mean, there's nobody likes going there. One of the few teams to have taken points off Prestatyn Town this year as well. So all heading in the right direction. I mean, they've got another good chance to get a result this weekend at Corwen. So, yeah, who knows what can happen, really. I mean, with so many teams sort of faltering and inconsistencies creeping in all over the place, I think that third spot is up for grabs, really. And why not Gilsfield?
Well, Llangefni drawing Porthmadog was the big game at the basement last weekend. Let's hear from Chris Roberts from Llangefni.
Yeah, cracking points for us. I thought in the first half we were slow to get started. To concede a penalty the way we did as well was really disappointing. And I went in at half time and just said that they didn't really open us up in the first half. So to go in a goal down was really disappointing. I think we reacted in the second half. We've been much sharper, much brighter. We didn't give him much time on the ball, and I think we got our reward at the end.
And games like this, not necessarily so important that you win them, but it's important that you don't lose them, and you manage to fight back really well in the second half as well.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, I didn't feel this game was a must win for us, but it was definitely a must not lose. I told the lads that, especially at half time, that we can't lose this game, and that is a massive point for us. We're going well in the league. We've got 19 points now, so we've just got to keep going and keep taking points, especially off the teams that are there or thereabouts with us down the bottom. So no, I'm happy.
And just finally, it's early in the new year. What do you think 2020 is going to hold for Llangefni Football Club?
To be honest with you, I know it's a bit of a cliche and all the managers say this, but I'm not looking too far ahead at the moment. I just need to take it a game at a time and see what it brings. But no, my aim, I said it at the beginning of the season to yourself, is to stay in this league. We've worked so hard to get here. Now it's staying in. So we've got a lot of work to do, but just keep doing what we're doing.
Was that like 3 points for Llangefni in a way, Dean?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's a good point for them. I mean, they were at home, so they'd have looked at that game beforehand as one they probably could have taken 3 points from. I mean, with Buckley winning as well, it's a bit of a blow to all the teams around them there, really, given Buckley's games in hand and the quality they've got. And it's looking ever so likely now that it's going to be 4 from 5, obviously, with Grassford doing so well. Obviously, a team can sort of get dragged back into it at the moment, but the way the table's looking, it's just a case of sort of who's going to be the odd one out. And given Buckley's games in hand, you'd have to make them favourites to get out of it at the moment. But it's, like I said, it's another good point. I mean, they recovered well from a pretty poor first half display by all accounts. They've done okay, to be fair, as well. I mean, like I say, with Llan Rhyadr, I mean, no one gave them much of a chance of staying in the league. It's so hard to adjust. I mean, the step up in class is quite evident from sort of Welsh Alliance level to the JD Cymru North. But the efforts there, the commitments there, I mean, Chris has done a good job there with the resources he's got, without question. Whether it's going to be enough or not remains to be seen. But like I say, the fact that they've even got a fighting chance heading into sort of the last sort of 7, 8, 9 games is a testament to how well they've done as a group.
Well, still to come, the elongated thoughts of Mark Griffiths from Llanrider and Mochnant, but Gresford seem to have got their mojo back as well. Steve Halliwell on Twitter saying he's a bit happier now, unbeaten in 3 games, but it's Penryn, Cork next for them, Dean.
2 on the bounce now, to be fair. They've sort of turned it around a little bit, which is what Steve challenged them to do, really, sort of at the start of the window. He was threatening, obviously, players coming in. They brought a few in who've freshened the place up a little bit. And that's really telling on the pitch. I mean, another good result and clean sheet last weekend at home against Penryn Cork this weekend. So that's another real opportunity for them to get another 3 points. I know Steve sort of stated that they're in a bit of a mess at the moment. I mean, I can't see them getting involved in that relegation fight, really, especially after the last 2 results. But I think he was just speaking about in terms of where he expected them to be at the start of the season to where they are now, really. And that's been down to their inconsistencies. But obviously, they've done tremendously well of late, especially over the last fortnight. I mean, Jake Eyre has been their top player by far this season. I mean, he's just absolutely fantastic to watch. Great touch. Likes to sort of get in behind, can sort of have the ball to feet as well. So he's been a standout player in the league this year, and it's a full credit to him. But they're definitely on the upward curve, I'd say. It's a good opportunity as well, like I say, against Penryn Cork, who've been a bit hit and miss. And if they can get 3 points here again and make it 3 on the bounce, I think they can start looking up rather than down for the rest of the season.
Well, it's Real hosting Llanfair United on Saturday. What's life going to be like in a post-Kai Owen world, I wonder? Let's find out from Eddie Morris-Jones.
Don't forget Sully's, you know. Sully's done a big job for me in there in centre mid. You know, he's not used to that. And he's hit a wonder strike, you know. Little let down in the second half for his red card. But, you know, he'll learn from that. And he knows it's a bad challenge. But, yeah, second half was really tough. You know, I don't think we troubled him once. So it was a large spells we just defended. And I think that just shows where the boys are, you know. And I think 3 weeks ago we might have lost that, you know, with the lads we've had, the characters on the pitch that we've had missing, so they deserve that, and that shows where we are now.
And it's the week off for Flint, so it's a perfect time to get hold of Niall McGuinness and get his thoughts on last weekend and where they want to be in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's good just to get back to winning ways, really. I think we've dropped off over the last sort of couple of weeks, and it's cost us a little bit, but from my end, clean sheet as well. I thought the way we conducted our performance wasn't pretty, wasn't nice by any stretch, but from my end it's fantastic to see. We've shown that character that we can do that, and we got back to what we do best.
Standing on the byline there, watching your team, it looked like you had to work really hard against what I call skillful players as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, we had that was one thing we haven't done for 90 minutes. We haven't been giving them performances. We've been in and out of games where we're good for 50 and we drop off for 10-15, but today we worked hard for 90 and we stuck together, stuck to the game plan, and it pays off. And yeah, they're a good side. They've got some good quality, which you expect from a banger team, but I thought we fully deserved to win the game.
Prestatyn have won as well. How can you see yourself going forward from here? Do you think you can catch them up in a way?
Just keep winning. We've got to keep winning games. Like I said, it's completely in their hands. Do you know what I mean? If they win all their games, they win the league. So it's completely out of our hands. But what we can do is win the next game in front of us and try and keep pressure on them as best as possible and see where it takes us.
Well, despite losing their game 2 weeks ago and, of course, last weekend's game being called off, it's been a nice bit of run of form of late for Llanrider and Mochnant. They've got themselves into a great position. Exciting times at the Theatre of Trees, and I managed to persuade Mark Griffiths to tell me how he was feeling a few days ago.
We're flying, aren't we? There's no doubt about that. I don't think anybody expected it at the beginning of the season, even ourselves. It's taken us all by surprise, really. We're looking at finishing top 6, hopefully. That's where we set our targets on now. Obviously, our first target was 33 points, which we reached. We think that would be enough to keep us safe, so we've managed that now, and yeah, we're looking forward to the rest of the season, trying to see where we can push on.
We have to remember as well, two seasons ago, you came back up from the Mid Wales League. So it's not as if you've been a Cymru Premier Hughes Grey Alliance ever-present for like loads of seasons and you've been building up to this. This has been a very good achievement under tricky circumstances.
Yeah, well, I first joined the club, I think it was 2012, 2013, and we got relegated from the Hugh Grays Alliance back then. We come up with a plan, really. I wanted to get us back there within 3 years, which we managed to do. We got promotion on the third year. First season back in the Cymru North, we wanted to make sure that we sustained ourselves, really. We knew it was going to be a difficult season, but we managed to do it by the skin of our teeth in the end. We decided that we needed to just try and improve little things, try and make it more professional for the players. As a management team, we go more in depth to it now. We go and watch teams. We make notes on players. We come up with different plans. I hear a lot of managers speak saying that, or they know what Lamrider are about. They're a hard-working group of lads, and yeah, they're going to put their foot in, and it's going to be a physical game and things like that. But there is a lot more to it than that. That's what we've done this year, and I think we're seeing the benefits of that.
Under two interesting set of circumstances. One, let's be honest with you, the club's not rolling in money. You're not signing multi-million pound cheques, well, not multi-hundred pound cheques to get players in. Secondly, of course, you had the situation earlier on whether you don't know where you were going to be playing because you were ground sharing at Llansant Ffraith. How much of a boost has it been returning back to the Theatre of Trees?
I'll be honest, for us as a group of players, we found it difficult to adapt moving back, which has surprised us, really. We thought, and everybody else seemed to think, that we'd pick up a lot of points at home because of the conditions and things like that. But that hasn't really been the case. We picked up more points away from home than we have at home. For the community as a whole, it's great that we're back and the team are back there and we're back in the local pub after the games and everybody mixes in, which is good for the village. But yeah, it's massive that we're back there and we've got Cymru Alliance football back in Llanrider. But we actually enjoyed playing away at Llansant Ffraith, and a massive thank you for them for doing what they did for us as a club, really, because it's given us the platform that we've had to build on this season.
And when it's mattered as well, you've pulled out some tricky draws. So, you know, whilst there are some good results in there, you know, I suppose meeting teams like Rhythin sometimes at home, you know, getting the 2-2 there, holding Gresford, who are struggling, but you know, away is also an important point. Do you value the away draws or those trickier games more than the ones that you might think you'll pick up the 3 points from?
Yeah, definitely. Those games like that are ones that last year we were losing those games. Yeah, Gresford. I think Gresford are a very good side. I don't think they'll pull away at the bottom there when we played them. I think it was 2 weeks ago. They're defensively very solid. So, yeah, going away there, only conceding the one, that's massive for us, because last year we were finding we were conceding far too many goals. So, yeah, and any points that we pick up away from home are massive for us. And it just keeps the ball rolling, really. That the longer we could go unbeaten and keep the run going is massive. It's all momentum, and that's that, really. Yeah, anything we can pick up away from home is great.
Now, I did mention earlier, you're not signing £100 cheques and stuff like that, but fair play, you have been very busy in the transfer window in these past few days. Talk us through some of the new signings we know at the moment.
First team players we bought in are George Mitten from Berry. He's centre midfielder, been watching him for a couple of years. He's got all the attributes to be very good at this level, we feel, and he's only 23. So it's great that as a club we can give players like that the opportunity to come and play in the Cymru North, because they'd often be overlooked. So it's great that we can give him that opportunity to come and show what he can do. Other player we brought in is a player called Robert Schoen. He's formerly of Oswestry Town FC, and yeah, he was the captain there for 2 or 3 years. He's a leader, centre-half. I'm not saying that centre-halves we've got aren't good enough, but it's always good to have competition in all areas, and that's what he'll bring.
And finally, Mark, you will not be seen as a side that might drop down from the Cymru North. You will be seen as perhaps one side that may challenge or certainly be top four. Do you feel that way? Are you aware of that?
I wouldn't say we are at all, no. As a group of lads and team management team, we're just enjoying what we're doing at the moment. And next season, well, it seems a long way off. But yeah, we do look to try and get the best players in the area playing for Land Rider. We've managed to do that, and we're always on the lookout as well. So yeah, and like I said before, the opportunity we can give these players who often get overlooked to come and play Cymru North football, which is obviously Tier 2 Welsh football, it's great. And the more of them that we can get on board, the better, really.
Dean, quite a few people impressed with what they've achieved after coming back into this level of football, Tier 2. What's your impressions of what Llan Rhyadr have done so far this season?
I mean, there's no doubt in their progression, really, since they came into the league. Slow, steady, methodical, which is sort of the way they've implemented things there, and it's working a treat for them. I mean, Mark sort of built an ethos there, a good mindset about the place. I mean, they're not going to be sort of financially among the big hitters in the division, so they've got to find other means of progressing. Good structure there. You've got players who are all going in the same direction as well. They've all got the same mentality, and they're very hard to break down. They use their home field advantage really, really well. And like I say, they deserve nothing but credit. I mean, they're firmly established in this league now. How well they can push on or not in the coming years remains to be seen. But this was a big, big test for them this year, obviously, because they weren't the surprise package anymore. But they've handled it well. They've coped really well, picked up some fantastic results. And the future's looking incredibly bright there. And Mark and the team there deserve an endless amount of credit, really. Never easy for an unfancy side to sort of come into a league like this with so much well-run and established clubs and sort of make a name for yourself, but they're doing it now, and they've been a real credit to the league and a welcome addition.
As ever, Dean, your thoughts always welcome. Keep watching out for those transfers. We'll be back with you in 7 days. This is how your JD Cymru North weekend looks. It's Friday night football, Bangor City against Llangefni at 7:30, and then on Saturday the 2 o'clock kickoffs are Rhyl against Llanfair United, Gresford against Penryn Coch, Corwen against Gilsfield, and the 2:30 kickoffs are Porthmadog against Llan Dudnow, Conwy Borough against Llan Rhyadr Mochnant, and Colwyn Bay with Ruthin Town, and Buckley hosting the leaders, Prestatyn Town. We'll be back in 7 days. Have a great weekend.